You're listening to KVSHLP Vashon. Vivian Leva and Riley Calcagno. I believe I pronounced Riley's last name correctly. And that is from an album by the same name. So it's their first album that they did together. Vivian's done albums before. They're also half of a group of four that perform as the Onlys or the Onlys. I'm never sure how to pronounce that. I think it's the Onlys. And I love the Onlys. I play their music quite a bit. But again, that was Vivian Leva and Riley Calcagno doing a song called On Account of You. Great, great, great music there, in my opinion. And you are listening to Big Lonesome Radio on KVSHLP 101.9 FM, the voice of Vashon, your island connection. And my name is Doc Walton. And it's Bluegrass Day. It's kind of Bluegrass Day. I got a few variations on Bluegrass, but basically Bluegrass all day, or for the next hour, I should say, all day. You can listen to Bluegrass on VOV. Prior to this show, we run automation, and that's almost always Bluegrass from 3 to 4. So, and then I go live whenever I can from 4 to 5 Pacific time here on Voice of Vashon. All right, let's hear Norman Blake, the classic guitar, flat pick guitar master, Norman Blake, a song called Hand Me Down My Walking Cane.
I got high, Lord, I got in jail. Well, I got high, and I got in jail. I got high, and I got in jail. I had nobody for to go my bail. My sins, they have overtaken me. Hand me down my walking cane. Lord, hand me down my walking cane. Hand me down my walking cane. I'm gonna leave on the morning train. My sins, they have overtaken me. Well, the beans is tough, Lord, the meat was fat. Yes, the beans is tough, and the meat was fat. Oh, the beans is tough, and the meat was fat. Oh, good God, I couldn't eat that. My sins, they have overtaken me. Come on, Mom, it's a go my bail. Lord, come on, Mom, and go my bail. Come on, Mom, and go my bail. Get me out of this Nashville jail. My sins, they have overtaken me. Well, if I die in Tennessee, Lord, if I die in Tennessee, or if I die in Tennessee, ship me back by COD. My sins, they have overtaken me. Hand me down my bottle of corn. Oh, hand me down that bottle of corn. Oh, hand me down my bottle of corn. Gonna get drunk as sure as you're born. My sins, they have overtaken me.
low. They were green just as far as I could see. As my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you and the day that used to be. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. On a mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown. Ever think of me, or if time has blotted out your memory. As I listen to the breeze whisper gently through the trees, I'll always cherish what you meant to me. On a mountain, oh, wind blowing free, thinking about the days that used to be. On a mountain, oh, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life has flown.
Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at windermerevashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
We love our underwriters here at Voice of Vashon. Without them, none of this would be possible. I wouldn't have this radio show, and that would be depressing for me personally. Let's see, what do we listen to? The last one we heard in the three-song set was Del McCoury and the Dixie Pals doing an Ola Bell Reed song, High on a Mountain. I play that one a lot, too. I usually play Ola Bell's original or versions of it, cover versions, and that was one by Del McCoury again and the Dixie Pals. Del McCoury on guitar and vocals. Del was a member of the Bluegrass Boys at one point. And certainly has had a great career as a bluegrass musician with his two sons, the Del McCoury Band, and some other people as well. Great band. Prior to that, we heard a person I like to refer to as Billy the Kid because he's so darn fast. Billy Strings, and that song was called Red Daisy, a good bluegrass for those of you that say, you know, Billy Strings doesn't play bluegrass. I think that was a bluegrass song, and that was written by his mandolin player, Jared Walker, and another person whose name is Chris, but I lost the rest of the person's name, so I apologize to Chris, but he was a co-author of that song, Red Daisy, along with Jared Walker, again performed by Billy Strings. We opened the three-song set with Norman Blake, Chattanooga, Tennessee, of course, 10 years in playing and touring with Johnny Cash, considered one of the best flat-pick guitar players in the world, Norman Blake. And that's it. We're caught up. And as I said a few minutes ago, this is Big Lonesome Radio, and we do bluegrass usually, or Americana, or newgrass, or roots music, almost every Wednesday at 4 p.m. here on the Voice of Vashon. All right, let's get back to the music. The Delmore Brothers are up next. Blow Your Whistle, Freight Train. We got a couple of Freight Train songs today. Here we go, the Delmore Brothers.
Blow your whistle, freight train, take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, lady, he got rambling on my mind. That old freight train moving along to Nashville holds a charm that is a charm for me. Makes me think of good old Boomer days gone by. Makes me feel so lonely, don't you see? Blow your whistle, freight train, take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, lady, he got rambling on my mind. That can never be. Guess I'll have to listen to that old smokestack singing out this lonely song for me. Blow your whistle, freight train, take me on down the line. Blow your whistle, lady, he got rambling on my mind.
Just a few old memories that slipped in through the door. Though I thought I had closed it so tightly before, I can't. Why it should bother my mind, for it all belongs to another place and time. Just a few old keepsakes way back on the shelf. Just a few old love letters with the edges all brown and an old faded picture I keep turned upside down. a few old men. They go way back in time. Why, I can hardly remember. I don't know. First thing tomorrow morning, I'll clean up that shed. Just a few old keepsakes way back on the shelf. No, they don't mean nothing. I'm surprised that they're left. Just a few old love letters with the edges all brown and an old faded picture I keep turned upside down.
Depression now is spreading. God's word declared it would be so. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. Bright land, there'll be no hunger, no orphan children crying for bread, no weeping widows, toil or struggle, no shrouds, no coffin, and no death. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven, I'm going there. This dark hour of midnight nearing, and tribulation time will come. The storms will hurl in midnight fear and sweep lost millions to their doom. I'm going where there's no depression, to the lovely land that's free from care. I'll leave this world of toil and trouble. My home's in heaven.
All right. That was the new Lost City Ramblers from a long time ago, an album called Songs from the Depression. And title of that song was No Depression in Heaven. That was a Carter Family song. And so it's preceded certainly the new Lost City Ramblers, and they were covering the Carter Family on that song, obviously written during the Depression or around the time of the Depression. And the new Lost City Ramblers were Mike Seeger, John Cohen, and Tom Paley, of course, in the late 50s, I believe, early 60s. They were part of that revival of folk music and traditional music in the U.S., the new Lost City Ramblers. Prior to that, we heard an absolutely beautiful song, in my opinion, really classic, sad, tearjerker, country waltz by Hazel Dickens, the great Hazel Dickens, classic country waltz. And she wrote that song. It's from an album called It's Hard to Tell a Singer from the Song. And the title of that song was A Few Old Memories, and a real tearjerker, but a beautiful song, I think. The Delmore Brothers opened up with Blow Your Whistle Freight Train from the Best of the Delmores, Alton and Raybon Delmore. They were Grand Ole Opry stars in the 1930s, born and raised in Elkmont, Alabama on a tenant farm. They recorded their first record for Columbia in 1931. And of course, a lot of great music came from the Delmore Brothers over several decades. The Delmore Brothers. You are listening to Big Lonesome Radio here on the Voice of Vashon. I'm Doc Walton, your host, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. And hope you're enjoying the music. Tune in every Wednesday if you can. We are the Voice of Vashon, KVSHLP, 101.9 FM, your island connection, streaming over the internet at voiceofvashon.org. And also, if you go to the App Store, or you go to Google Play, you can get a free KVSHLP app, and then you can stream us on your phone. And of course, nowadays, if you can stream on a phone, you can stream on just about anything, including your car. And so even though we only broadcast at 7 watts and really only people around on Vashon and on certain parts of Vashon and a few nearby communities can actually hear our over-the-air broadcast, but that's because, again, we're low-power FM or community radio station. All volunteers. All right, let's get back to the music. Almost all volunteers. We have one or two paid people because we need them to keep things going. Next up, the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, Bringing in the Georgia Mail.
Bringing in the Georgia Mail. See the engine puffing, Walsh is making time. That old train's a-whine out the rail, rail, rail. Heading for the mountain that she's got to climb. Bringing in the Georgia Mail. Listen to the whistle morning, well, well, well. Has she got the power? I'll say yes indeed. Bringing in the Georgia Mail. See them drivers travel, watch her jump the track. Hold the switch and engine saying yell, yell, yell. She started rolling, watch them all the jack. Bringing in the Georgia Mail. Rocking and reeling, popping off the steam. Make the fire, hope the brakes don't fail, fail, fail. Heading for the depot.
Georgia Mail. place I call home, in those Blue Ridge hills far away. Oh, I love those hills above Virginia, from those Blue Ridge hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge mountain home. In those Blue Ridge hills far away, there my mother and dad are laid there to rest. They're sleeping in peace together there.
Oh, I love those hills above Virginia, from those Blue Ridge hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge mountain home.
I've been longing for days gone by. When I die, won't you bury me on this old mountainside? Make my resting place upon the hill so high.
Oh, I love those hills above Virginia, from those Blue Ridge hills I did roam. When I die, won't you bury me on the mountain, far away to my Blue Ridge mountain home.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you again to our underwriters. I'll never stop saying that. If you listen to the show, you know that I say that all the time, right after every, because I'm grateful, sincerely. Thank you. We heard, just before the underwriters, we heard the Bluegrass Album Band. That was pretty much traditional bluegrass right there. The Bluegrass Album, I mean, you name yourselves the Bluegrass Album Band, you better play bluegrass. The Bluegrass, and the song was called Blue Ridge Cabin Home, from an album called The Bluegrass Album. There's a theme here. The Bluegrass Super, they were the Bluegrass, considered a Bluegrass Super Group. It was Tony Rice, J.D. Crow, Doyle Lawson, Bobby Hicks, and Todd Phillips. They formed in 1980. I think they only did a few albums and toured. The Bluegrass Album Band, but yeah, a super group. Prior to that, we heard Bill Duncan. Now, Bill was a guitarist from West Virginia, William Bill Duncan. He was a member of the Bluegrass Boys in the late 50s and in 1960. Relatively short stint with the Bluegrass Boys, but of course, you know, a lot of people passed through the Bluegrass Boys. That was Bill Monroe's band. And you had to be good to be in it at all. So, and Bill Duncan doing Country Home, which I believe was a Flat and Scruggs song, but I'm not sure. And we opened up the three-song set with the Lone Pine Fiddlers, bringing in the Georgie Mail. From an album called Lonesome Pine Fiddlers, the Star Day Collection. And they were led by David Stringbean Aikman, now performing. And Fred Rose wrote the song, and it was first released in 1947 by Charlie Monroe, Bill Monroe's brother. Again, the song was called Bringing in a Georgie Mayo. And Lone Pine Fiddlers, as I said, led by David Stringbean Aikman, who you might have seen, I don't know. He played with Bill Monroe. He was a Grand Ole Opry star. And died a tragic death, actually. He and his wife were murdered by some men who thought that they had a lot of cash in their house and broke in during the night and killed them both. So Stringbean Aikman, again, founder of the Lonesome Pine Fiddlers. All right, let's get back to the music. Got a little bit more time. Yeah, got about 20 minutes left. Enough to play some more songs. Next up, we got Jim and Jesse doing a song called, it's a sad song, She Left Me Standing on the Mountain.
Turned my back upon her. When I looked, she wasn't there. She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing way up there. Well, the honeybees are buzzing around the flowers. That is where she vanished, somewhere in that mountain there. She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing way up there. I just saw a whippoorwill talking. They were both laughing about her giving me the air. She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing way up there. And tell me that you get a little father's mountain here. She left me standing on the mountain. She left me standing way up there. She left me standing way up there.
You must leave, take what you need, you think would last. Whatever you wish to keep you, better grab it fast. Yonder stands your orphan with his gun, crying like a fire in the sun. Look out, the saints are coming. It's all over now, baby blue. The highway is for gamblers, you better use your sense. Take what you have gathered from coincidence. The empty-handed painter from your streets is drawing crazy patterns on your sheets. The sky too is falling over you. It's all over now, baby blue. All you seasick sailors are all rowing home, and your reindeer armies are all going home. The lover who just walked out the door has taken all his blankets from your floor. The carpet all over now, baby blue. Leave your stepping stones behind, something calls for you. Forget the dead you've left, they will not follow you. The vagabond who's rapping at your door is standing in the clothes that you once wore. Strike another match, go start anew. It's all over now, baby blue. It's all over now.
That was certainly some sweet harmonies. That was The Seldom Seen, doing a song that I'm sure many of you are familiar with. Of course, a Bob Dylan song, It's All Over Now, Baby Blue, from their album Long Time, Seldom Seen. Seldom Seen were formed in Bethesda, Maryland in 1971. It's a town I know well. I lived the next town over from Bethesda for 35 years. Never got to see the Seldom Seen. I don't know why, because I knew about them, and they frequently played at one of my favorite venues, the Birchmere in Alexandria, but I never got to see them. Something I've kind of always regretted, that I wasn't able to see them live. Or Eva Cassidy, for that matter, who also was a Maryland person. We opened the set with a two-song set with Jim and Jesse, brothers Jim and Jesse McReynolds, born and raised near Coburn, Virginia. So we got some Virginia folks in the last couple songs, Maryland and Virginia. And they released their first, Jim and Jesse released their first single in 1960. Jim and Jesse. All right. This is KVSHLP 101.9 FM. It's Big Lonesome Radio on a Wednesday at 4 p.m. We start, and we got a few more songs. I usually plan things out so that I have just about an hour of music. Sometimes I have to cut the last song short. Sometimes I have to talk more. It's not always easy to know exactly, because I'm not scripted, obviously. But I do organize the songs. Next up, we have one, a song I love, Little Sparrow. I didn't know, maybe some of you did, who wrote it until today, but I heard this version of Little Sparrow, and I loved it, and it's performed by the person that wrote the song, and her name, you probably know her name, Dolly Parton. So this is Dolly Parton, Little Sparrow.
Little Sparrow, little sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, little sparrow, fly so high and feels no pain. All ye maidens, heed my warning, never trust the hearts of men. They will crush you like a sparrow, leaving you to never mend. They will vow to always love you, swear no love but yours will do. Then they'll break your little heart in two. Little sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, little sparrow, fly so high. Into his lying eyes, I would flutter all around him on my little sparrow wings. I would ask him, why he let me love in vain. I am not a little sparrow, I am just broken dream of a cold, false-hearted lover and his evil, cunning scheme. Little sparrow, little sparrow, precious, fragile little thing. Little sparrow, little sparrow, fly so high, feels no
thank you.
That's Eliza Gillickson, a song called, you might have figured it out, Fast Freight. And Eliza is a Grammy-nominated singer, originally from Hollywood, California. And she released her first album in 1969. I'm sure a lot of you know Eliza Gillickson. Released her first album in 1969, her 25th album in 2022. So still making music and beautiful music. She's a great songwriter. That song was actually written by her brother, Terry. We opened the two-song set, as I mentioned earlier, with Dolly Parton, multi-Grammy winner from Pittman Center, Tennessee. So she plays bluegrass. She performs bluegrass and always has. That's what the music she grew up with. And again, that song, Little Sparrow, she wrote it in 1951. It's been covered by a lot of people. Beautiful song, beautiful job, of course, by Dolly Parton. Tremendous voice. All right, this is KVSHLP 101.9 FM, and you've been listening to Big Lonesome Radio, and I'm your host, Doc Walton. I'm here every Wednesday. We usually play bluegrass or a mix. You could tell, you know, the last song certainly wasn't a bluegrass song, but I think it was a pretty good song and fit. So we're going to close out with another older song. This is I believe it's pronounced Kosoy, K-O-S-S-O-Y, the Kosoy Sisters. And this is called Engine 143, and it'll be it for today. Everybody have a good week.
Upside down, the engine turned, and Georgie's breast it's